107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's an absolute pleasure to be checking in once again with Andrea Macko with Town of St. Mary's, and we've got a big, big weekend coming up. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Andrea. So it's Homecoming Heritage Weekend in Town of St. Mary's. Andrea, I don't know where to begin. There's so much going on this weekend.
That is true. How about we go in chronological order?
So it does kick off Thursday evening.
Yes, that's correct. We have a few sort of smaller sporting events taking place that people are welcome to participate in. But a late addition to the schedule is that Les Brunton, the Piper at the Falls, will be performing at the Falls on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And that's a free event. Everyone's welcome to attend. You can either bring a lawn chair and sit at Milt Dunnell Field or bring your watercraft and listen from the river.
Oh, very nice. And is there a free movie screening that night, too?
Yes, that's correct. At 9 o'clock, the Friends of the Library are sponsoring Spider-Man No Way Home at Cadso Park.
Okay, so that's for Thursday evening. And then, of course, we've got Canada Day this Friday and a big day for Town of St. Mary's.
Certainly do. The fun begins at 11 a.m. at Cadso Park. There's free activities for the kids. There's an artisans market. We have some live music. And our flag raising and land thanking ceremony is at 12 noon. And that event goes until 2 p.m.
Okay. And then, of course, we've got the parade, the big parade on Friday, too.
Yes. And it's going to be a big parade. There is an incredible amount of bands and floats entered, so it's really going to be worth the visit to St. Mary's that night. The parade leaves the Pyramid Center at 5:30 and makes its way through the downtown, similar to the Santa Claus Parade. There's no parking in the downtown, so people can enjoy the parade more safely and without vehicle exhaust. Then immediately following the parade at Milt Dunnell Field, our street dance is taking place at the park now due to some construction issues, but we're really looking forward to having it at that space. Milt Dunnell is a no parking zone from 3 p.m. on July 1st to allow for setup, and people can just walk on or bike in, bring a lawn chair if you're able, and enjoy the music, and then fireworks at 10 p.m. off of the trestle again.
Oh my gosh, what a day planned for Canada Day. But as you mentioned, yeah, the street dance at Milt Dunnell Field, that's going to be a nice setting for that, and of course, wrapping up the day with fireworks. Can't go wrong.
Oh, exactly. And the show, you know, thanks to the generosity of our Rotary Club, it's going to be just as big, if not bigger, as our New Year's Eve show.
Okay, and then Saturday, of course, the Heritage Festival of Fun continues.
That is true. Downtown St. Mary's will be, there'll be activities for the kids, bouncy castles, some street performers. Also in the morning, the Farmers Market and the Lions Club are having a breakfast that looks incredible. I've got a delivery person for mine, that's for sure. And also, if you attended St. Mary's DCVI at any point in time, you are welcome to the All Years Reunion taking place from 9 till noon at the school.
Oh, very cool. And there's a Darcy John concert happening, too.
Yes. Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Pyramid Center, St. Mary's born and bred. Country recording artist Darcy John will be rocking the Pyramid Center. Doors open at 7. The show begins at 8. Tickets will be available at the door as well. They're $25 each.
And that is awesome. Great to hear. So it's the Homecoming Heritage Weekend, Thursday through till Saturday with the Town of St. Mary's. And Andrea, as we've chatted about, it's so wonderful to see these in-person events. There's something like this that hasn't happened for quite some time through the pandemic.
Oh, exactly. Like I have to give incredible kudos to the volunteer committee that's been working on this since 2019. And obviously had to stop and restart a few times due to the pandemic. And their dedication to this event has really been incredible, as well as our community businesses. Sponsorship has been incredible. And we're so grateful to everyone who's donated in either monetarily or time and talent to make this weekend surely incredible. And if I may add one more thing, on Sunday evening at 1 p.m. at Cadso Park, we have an ecumenical service. And then at 2 o'clock, we have the closing ceremonies are combined with the front porch show, the eclectic local variety show.
Oh, with Don Van Galen and John Stevens, it's always a lot of fun. Great to see that happening again, too.
Indeed. So we're very, very excited for the weekend ahead.
What a weekend. Of course, we'll share the links and details on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Andrea, did we cover everything? Or maybe it's best just to go to the website and check out all the events because there's so much going on.
Yes, I gave kind of the high-level overview of things going on. There's much more going on if you visit www.discoverstmarys.ca/homecoming or find us on Facebook. You will see a full schedule of the weekend events, and it is a full schedule. There's something for absolutely everyone.
Well, we look forward to it with the Town of St. Mary's. Homecoming Heritage Weekend is just about here. Andrea Mackle, Andrea, we wish you and everyone all the best this weekend. Have a great, great weekend.